Hi, backstage. I've been wanting to do a questionnaire for a little while, and I thought I would do the James Lipton / Bernard Pivot / Proust questionnaire. And yeah, I was pretty sad that James Lipton passed away because I used to watch Inside the Actor's Studio a lot. He was a great interviewer. But anyway, I will start now. Number one, what is your favorite word? Favorite word. I don't have one favorite word, of course. A few words that I like are serendipity or serendipitous. Aubergine. And succinct. I am succinct when I write, but not when I talk. Yeah. Number two, what is your least favorite word? My least favorite word is puke. The word puke makes me want to. Yeah, I don't know why. You can say throw up, you can say barf, you can say hurl, you can say spew, you can say anything but that, please. I don't know what it is, but I just hate that word a lot. Yep. Number three, what turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally? Words turn me on, obviously, and also, most recently, random acts of kindness. Somebody sent me a link to a post somewhere where people, submitted random acts of kindnesses that had been, given to them, and so that was amazing, because I feel like lately the news is just the worst, and people are stressed and divided, and yeah, it's rough. But reading about random acts of kindness was a good reminder that we are all people, obviously, and at a personal one-on-one level, we are still nice to each other, at least sometimes, and that was very comforting. So if you want the link, let me know. I will send it to you, or just Google random acts of kindness. I'm sure you will find something similar, and just make yourself feel better. Highly recommend. Okay. Number four, what turns you off? Rudeness. I think maybe this was already said, but it is true. And it encompasses many different behaviors, but basically, rudeness is a complete turnoff for me. I can't deal with it. Number four. Five. What is your favorite curse word? I laugh because I usually ask this when I am submitting questions for AMAs or anything. It's a favorite question of mine, although I usually say besides the word fuck, just plain fuck, because a lot of people will just say fuck and then that's it. But I want like a phrase or something extra. I know it's not everybody's word, but it's a lot of people's. So, anyway, that's where I got that question. But my favorite curse word that I use probably most often, besides just plain fuck, is fuck socks. And if you know where that comes from without Googling it, then bonus points for you. What sound or noise do you love? Well, there are quite a few around these parts. But besides sex-related sounds, I love the sound of rain on the roof. That's one of my go-to sounds if I'm having trouble sleeping. And the other one is purring cats. There's just something about that. I mean, yes, I'm a cat person and blah, 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 but the sound of a cat purring, especially if it's one that's physically on you, is so comforting. Like, because you know, most of the time it means the cat is happy and comfortable, and it's not just the sound of the purring, but the vibration of it. It's just, I know there have been studies done on it and stuff. It's just really calming. So, those are my two favorites. What sound or noise do you hate? I don't know. I'm sure there are some. I was going to say nails on a chalkboard, but a lot of people probably don't know what that sounds like anymore. I think screeching brakes, like when you're really needing to stop really fast. Yeah, that's not a pleasant sound. And I hope I never hear it again. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt? That's tricky. I don't know. I kind of like my profession, actually. If I had to do it over again, probably a veterinarian. At this point, I don't know that I would go out for it because it would require so much education. But, yeah, I think that's something that I would like to do, to work with animals. Although I know that there's a lot more to it than that, obviously. What profession would you not like to do? There are so many things that I would be horrible at. Let me think. I'm gonna go with cop. I'm very glad that we have folks who do that. Utmost respect for most of them, for the profession as a whole. But I would be a horrible cop. So, yeah, I'm gonna say that one would be unfortunate if I were to attempt it. And number 10, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? Yes, this is the actual good place. This is fun. If you listen to this, I think that you should record it also, because it's interesting. It's an interesting questionnaire, and I like listening to all these. So, consider yourself poked, prompted, whatever. Record it too. Hope you are having a good day, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye!